help Mr. Kim, and he confirmed that that was indeed why they had come to this location.
Kim told Putin that Russia has risen to a sacred fight to defend its sovereignty and security. More than 1,500 people are confirmed dead and thousands are missing in devastating flooding in eastern Libya. More from the BBC's Anna Foster.
Pictures from eastern Libya show torrents of water rushing through streets, submerging cars and leaving a trail of devastation. Storm Daniel brought three quarters of the usual rainfall in a year in just 24 hours.
Five former Memphis police officers have now been charged with federal civil rights violations in the death of a black man 9 months after he was beaten during a traffic stop near his home.
Ty, he was just a free spirit.
The mother of Tyree Nichols, Rovon Wells, says she is thankful to the Department of Justice that the five former police officers are now facing federal civil rights violations.
On behalf of my family and I, we'd like to thank everyone that was involved in the indictment of those police officers today.
Matt Piper, CBS News.
It's the biggest antitrust lawsuit in decades, the U.S. Department of Justice versus Google. Antitrust expert Stacey Mitchell says Google is a big target.
They are a gatekeeper for access to information for every business that wants to reach a consumer. That is incredibly powerful.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy has told relevant House committees to begin an impeachment inquiry of President Biden. CBS's Nancy Cordes says the actual effect of the announcement isn't certain.
Without a formal vote, it's not clear that simply announcing this inquiry will give the House more authority to investigate than it had already.
McCarthy claims Republicans have uncovered serious and credible allegations into President Biden's conduct. The CDC is now recommending an updated COVID vaccine for anyone 6 months or older. The agency says the elderly, pregnant women, and people with compromised immune systems should make it a priority to get one. This is CBS News.
When you think of hiring, think of Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
Meet Bruce.
Hey there.
He's a busy soccer dad who's trying hard to learn the game.
Go for the end zone!
Whoops. Luckily, other things come easy, like banking with Chase. On a tip from his banker, he set up AutoSave in the Chase mobile app. So what are you saving for, Bruce?
Father-daughter soccer camp.
Smart bankers, convenient tools, one bank with the power of both. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
AutoSave requires a Chase checking and savings account. Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
Wisconsin Decides 2024. The road to the White House begins here. And Civic Media delivered with all-day coverage of the first Republican presidential primary debate.
The only network with every show live from Milwaukee.
I could see a scenario where Trump squeaks by again. Will people on the left be willing to accept that?
Conversation you won't find anywhere else.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR.
Mainly cloudy skies overnight with a low of 42. Winds out of the northeast, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies tomorrow, high of 67. Clear skies tomorrow night, lows around 41. High of 74 Thursday under mainly sunny skies. 78 Friday, chance for scattered rain showers. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 52.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
But we also proved that I'm not always nice.
But even when you're upset and even when you're ticked off, you still come from a place of compassion and love. Whereas I'm just old, bitter, and jaded.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Hello, Wisconsin. Welcome to the 11 o'clock hour of As Goes Wisconsin. I am your host, Kristen Bry. And old, bitter, and jaded, Jane Matinair is on the board.
I'm back, baby.
Back, baby, back tan and refreshed, which we love to see. And so this hour, we are going to be talking to Colleen Hayes about the Willie Street Fair in the next segment. So if you are in or around Madison, that is certainly something you want to check out this weekend. It is Madison's longest running neighborhood gathering. And then at the bottom of the hour, we're going to be talking to Sandy Peters, who is a local Waukesha woman, who she and her granddaughter have organized a family walk run for this weekend called Running for Water, which is exactly what it sounds like. It's a fundraiser for Dig Deep, which is going to raise funds to help provide water for communities in America who do not have access to clean water. So really looking forward to her, to talking to her about how they came across this issue, why they feel so passionate about it, how hard it is to organize a family walk run. But that's coming up at 11:30. But I wanted to come back for the top of this hour to what I think is probably the biggest, and it's not, I feel like it's not just a sports story. I mean, Aaron Rodgers has taken up so much of our collective. He's a celebrity, right? Like, he has dated celebrities. He is, the drama that has unfolded around him is not unlike some of the drama of the other people that probably get outsized attention, like the Elon Musks of the world and stuff, that like they themselves are a headline no matter what. Right. And, you know, so much so that, and I can't remember, Jane. So when this, did this happen while you were out of what was going on with Jack's American Pub?
Yeah, that I missed.
Okay. So you missed that.
Yep.
Are you familiar with it now? Because I heard even over the newscast for the top of the hour news, they talked about it.
Yeah, I am up to speed now. What an unbelievable story.
So if you are not familiar, because for whatever reason. So we talked about it a little bit, but it basically made national headlines that there was a bar in Milwaukee called Jack's American Pub that promoted this had this promo that if you watched, you had to be there when the game started. And Aaron Rodgers had to start the game, but if the Jets lost, Jax would pay your bar tab. So last night, obviously, is the first opportunity for this promo to happen. And I saw that ESPN was there, CBS 58 was there, like there was live coverage, the bar looked pretty packed. And so if you play out the drama of what happened, you think about all these people showed up. And because think about it, because even beyond that, the other part of this story is that at the very last minute yesterday, Charter finally figured out their deal with Disney. Because that's the other thing that happened while you were gone, Jane, is that Disney and Charter Communications had this huge negotiation where a week before last Thursday, I can't figure out the timeline. Was it last Thursday? I think it was last. Oh, anyways. Spectrum just stopped showing sports because they couldn't get ESPN so it was right before college football was basically starting. And so 15 million Spectrum subscribers couldn't get ESPN. So they couldn't get the US Open. They couldn't get certain college sports. because charter customers and I mean, because Charter and Disney were having these negotiations and basically like the question of what does this mean for cable packages and all of this, this was also going on simultaneously. So even as of Sunday night, Monday morning, Mike and I were like, well, how are we going to watch the game? Are we going to go to a bar? So I'm sure there was tons of people going to Jack's American Pub because they're like, well, if I can't watch the game at home, I might as well go watch it at Jack's. But Charter got it figured out literally hours before this game. So that's one piece of it. But regardless, people go to Jack's American Pub. And if you think about the drama of what happened in the game, so he starts the game, he being Aaron Rodgers, obviously goes down on the fourth snap. And then the Bills start to really pull away, right? For most of the game, the Bills are winning. But Josh Allen, who is the quarterback of the Bills, has a terrible game and throws four interceptions.
Ouch.
And so I'm thinking the Bills are going to go to sleep. So I'm like in bed already, but I'm hearing Mike just like howling at the TV because the Jets come back. The game goes, because like I'm watching on social media, people being like, people are getting hammered at Jack's because everyone's just assuming that their bar tab is going to be paid for because the Bill, like Aaron Rodgers is out. The Bills are running away with it. Like the Jet season is over.
Drinks for everybody.
Drinks for everybody. So then lo and behold, the Jets come back. The game goes to overtime and the Jets still pull it out. So even though most of the game, everyone who's at Jack's is thinking, I'm not going to have to pay this tab. This is great. I'll be able to deal with my hangover tomorrow. Now they have to deal with their hangover and their bar tab because the Jets still won.
I should have ordered rail all night and instead I did call.
Oh, well, that was actually funny you say that. That's actually part of the fine print was no top shelf.
Oh, seriously. Oh, that's hilarious.
But now, I mean, if he's out for the season, that promo, as much hype as it got, I mean, it has to be over, right? Because part of the deal was
he had to,
Aaron Rodgers had to start.
Right. He had to start. Well, yep. But you know, I have to think that even if the Jets had won and the bar had to pay all those tabs, they've gotten so much attention now.
Oh, yeah.
And so much free advertising. This has turned out to be a really good thing for them.
Totally. And you think not only that, it's free advertising, but even if had the promo continued, they don't cover your food tab, right? So if people come in and they order food, like you're still getting people into the bar, they're still buying other things.
Right.
And there's like, you know, there's the chance that they win, they don't win. And so you're like last night, and this is the fun of gambling, right? It's like until the very end, the game is not over until it's over. But that was, I can't imagine what that ride looked like. And it's funny because AJ Viapour, who is, you know, like a political reporter for CBS 58, but every once in a while gets put on something a little bit lighter. But he was reporting from there last night. And I don't think it doesn't matter because the audio doesn't show the disappointed faces that he had.
Oh,
he was there at the end of the game still reporting live. And when the Jets won, and you can just see people in the back, like holding the bridge of their nose, be like, I can't believe the Jets came back. I can't believe I have this $250 like bar tab and I'm going to be so hungover tomorrow.
How did this happen? It's, and again, what we were talking in the first hour, you couldn't write something like this Rodgers injury taking him out for the rest of the season. And then you couldn't write a better ending for that bar than this. With the Jets coming back to win at the last minute and just throwing everybody. It's just hilarious.
And so I wanted to get back to some of the comments that we got when we talked about this at the top of the first hour. The question was, do you feel guilty? Because I think some of us who had wished that there wasn't going to be a great season, that the Jets would not run away with it, that Aaron Rodgers wouldn't leave and immediately win a Super Bowl as soon as he left the Packers.
Right.
But do you feel a little guilty that this is now what happened to him on his fourth snap on his new team? And so we have one comment from Changeress on the YouTube live stream saying, Ree Rodgers, nothing is guaranteed. I don't wish on him. Perhaps he will coach up his young team to success, make it less about him. We shall see. We'll see. That's a good point as far as what role does he play now
right
on the team as a sidelined veteran.
I don't. It will be interesting to see how his ego deals with all of this. It really will. Is that going to be enough for him to help out his remaining teammates and be a role model? I don't know.
And it's so interesting because I also think about so much. I know Mike Clemens touched on this yesterday, but he's not the only Packers reporter pundit that I've spoken to about this that spent time in preseason at practices with the Packers of the different vibe that is going on with the team with Aaron Rodgers gone, that there is the large looming nature of Aaron Rodgers and playing to win Aaron Rodgers another Super Bowl versus playing as a cohesive team where there isn't one big massive star, and how different the dynamics are and what that creates for a team. Because we haven't even gotten to talk about that, about how exciting the Sunday's game was and how the Bears still suck.
Yes.
But that's a good point as far as, like, does Aaron Rodgers' ego let him still be a contributing factor to the team just because of how smart he is and how much experience he has, even though he's not on the field. But then we had a couple comments on, because one of the questions as we read in the first segment or the first hour was David Bakhtiari blaming this on the fake AstroTurf,
right,
and basically the what's on the field. And so we got Mike on the YouTube live stream saying MetLife Stadium has had two concerts this past weekend. I think the concern is how well a grass field would hold up to other events that the stadiums host. I don't know if that is one of the considerations, but then Scott McKellen also says NFL also tears up grass. I'm an FC Bayern Munich fan, and the NFL destroyed our grass in Germany last year. Unsure if it's sustainable to change all to grass. So I guess it's because of the way the game is played and how different that is from soccer.
That could be.
So we got interesting as far as the decision. Yeah, go ahead, Jen.
Yeah, we got a couple of texts. Again, you can always text 844-967-2789 from the 920. He goes out on snap number 4. Coincidence? I wonder. And also from the 262, Rodgers' first season with the Jets moved the needle as much as Scott Walker's presidential run.
Oh, gosh. We got some mean people this morning that are not that sympathetic to Rodgers.
And then there's John from the Falls. Good morning, ladies. I'm really struggling with this. I've always had the mindset I want to lead with love and kindness, but I'm finding it more and more difficult since 2016. While I don't wish injury on anyone, there's apparently a part of me that really believes that you get what you give, karma. That being said, I wish for healing and success for him with his new team. So John's bringing it home with kindness.
Both things can be true. You can want to be a good person, but you can also be like, well, you were getting a little too big for your britches. All right. When we come back, we will talk to Colleen Hayes about the Willie Street Fair. So join us after the break. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
To As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair. And this weekend, Madison's longest running neighborhood gathering is back. It's the very hip Willie Street neighborhood is having their Willie Street Fair, when there's going to be live entertainment, over 100 vendors, and overall very good vibes. And here to tell us more about it is, she is on the phone, Colleen Hayes, who is the Willmar Neighborhood Center board member. How you doing, Colleen?
Hey, Kristen. Good. I'm doing great. How are you?
We're great. You know, we're just we're counting down the days till I have a baby. We're happy that Jane's back from Europe, and we're really excited to talk to you.
Excellent. Excellent.
So I guess when we say, I mean, this has to be a very busy week for you because it's considering the size and the fun nature of the event. But I guess before, when we say that this is the longest running neighborhood gathering, how long, what year is this? How long has this festival been going on?
Well, let's see, 1977. So let me do some quick math here. It's been about 50 some odd years. I don't, you know what? I don't want to get like Tony Castaneda on you. The other day,
1977 is good enough. That's we can put some kind of framework of whatever context that creates for us in our brain. That is a long time. Right. And so
that's,
I guess,
a long time.
How would you describe, because I grew up in Madison. I grew up on kind of the near west side. I went to Madison West, but certainly every time now I come from Milwaukee and I drive in through the east side, if I were to ever move back to Madison, I have to say I would probably be an east side girl. And And so how would you describe the Willie Street neighborhood to someone who's never, who doesn't know what it is?
Good question. That's great. Well, it's interesting. I mean, it's obviously changed. I think there'd be a lot of people that would frown upon some of the gentrification of Willie Street neighborhood. However, I do think it has retained, it's a very eclectic neighborhood. There is, and the Willie Street Fair just personifies that 100%. When you show up, especially on Sunday morning at 11 a.m., we have our Willie Street Fair Parade, which is unlike any other parade you've ever been to. And when you show up there, you just see just a wide variety of people who are, you know, represent all that is Willie Street. So like you mentioned, you know, it's a hip neighborhood in some people's mind, but it's, you know, there's a lot of teachers that live in the neighborhood, a lot of, you know, neighborhood volunteers, people who just really appreciate the neighborhood and, you know, have been working to make it better their whole life of living there. So,
Colleen, do people make their own floats for the parade?
That's a good question. They do make their own floats. A lot of it is mostly just people, like, there's lots of stilt walkers, bicyclists, lots of people just walking, handing out candy. But we do have a variety of floats. One of my favorites is Lauer Realty, which is a neighborhood realtor. They've been known to show up with floats the last couple of years. They hire a drag queen, and they just really go all out. So they're kind of a fun float. You never know who's going to show up, though. We've got a couple different marching bands that show up every year. Forward Marching Band is there. The Amphibians drummers show up. You know, there's lots of climate action folks that'll be there with, like, these large, just huge, large fish. It was like a paper mache fish from last year was there. Last year we had a large uterus. Can you say uterus on radio?
You can say that is a scientific, is an anatomy word. So yes, you can absolutely say uterus. Yeah. We say it a lot.
Right. Good. Okay. So there was a large uterus. Local artist Wendy Schneider had a uterus that she walked around wearing this costume that she made with the help of some friends. So you just never know what's going to show up at the Willie Street Fair parade.
That's amazing. And so what, as far as what's, is there anything new this year for people who have typically gone in the past? Like, what can people expect? I mean, we obviously just heard a little bit about the parade, but there's tons of musical artists. I think there's five different stages, but like, what kind of paint the scene for people?
Yeah. So I'm kind of excited because this year we're sort of back to where we were pre-pandemic. Of course, you know, like lots of neighborhood festivals, especially on the east side, we had to cancel some of our festivals, well, most of our festivals that year of 2020. And then it's slowly, they've been limping back to like full strength. And the Willie Street Fair used to be, you know, longer. We had to reduce it to about two blocks, but now it's 2 days, full of four stages each day. And like you were mentioning, hundreds of vendors, there's food vendors, artists, you could pretty much get all of your holiday shopping completed this weekend if you wanted to and buy local and support local artists. So that's the thing I'm most excited about is we're going to be back to full strength. And I know our local community radio station, WRT, is having their stage is back at full strength on Sunday. So they're really excited about that. And they usually bring in some really kind of newer, hip, kind of more punk artists. And so that'll be interesting to see, to see what they have in store.
Well, that sounds awesome. I am very excited that it is back and back at full force. But the 2023 Willie Street Fair is this weekend, September 16th and 17th on the 800, 900, and 1,000 block of Willie Street on Madison's Isthmus. You can get more information at williestreetfair.org. Colleen Hayes, thank you so much for joining us today. I hope it goes off without a hitch. And I hope there's more uteruses there.
I hope and we have a full kids stage. That's what I organize and book the kids stage. So that's going to be up your alley now, Kristen. So
I know next year we'll bring baby Kristen there. All right, okay. Thanks, Carlene. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, Sandy Peters will be here to talk about Run for Water. Stay tuned. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again!
And a defense that just...
Down he goes.
Won't...
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Saturday. Wisconsin is back home to face Georgia Southern. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football.
It's about effort. It's about intensity.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
I'm Captain Ann Maxson with the Wisconsin State Patrol. Safety on our highways is a team effort. Every day, our troopers and inspectors focus on keeping people and commerce moving safely. Drivers can do their part to prevent crashes and needless tragedies by remembering two simple things. Buckle up, phones down. Thanks for helping us move towards zero deaths on Wisconsin roads.
A safety message, sponsored by the U.S. and Wisconsin DOTs.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope. To give them hope that mom is going to be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR.
Mainly cloudy skies overnight with a low of 42. Winds out of the northeast, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies tomorrow, high of 67. Clear skies tomorrow night, lows around 41. High of 74 Thursday under mainly sunny skies. 78 Friday, chance for scattered rain showers.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 52.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. And right here in Waukesha this weekend, there is a family walk run set for 10 a.m. So it's going to be this Saturday at Frame Park. And we are going to be talking to Sandy Peters, who's on the phone with us right now, to talk more about the event, what the funds are going to go to, and how she started it. So how are you doing, Sandy?
Thank you. I'm great. Thank you for having me on the show, Kristen and Jane. I know As Goes Wisconsin is all about Wisconsin, but we are extending a thread all the way out to the Navajo Nation. And this thread really started here in Wisconsin with the destination, that pub on Main Street, because we weren't sure how this was going to pan out with getting sponsors and stuff. And they just opened up their arms and said, yes, we will sponsor. And we started getting $1,000 sponsorships in. And this has become a reality, because I need to be honest with you. I thought I was going to make a fool of myself. I thought this was going to be embarrassment. I didn't know how to start a fundraiser. But it all started with a news segment I was watching on August 3rd in 2020. And I just poured myself a glass of cold water, and I sat down to watch the news. And it was a hot August day, and they were talking about the explosion of COVID on the Navajo Nation. And as they were going on, they were explaining that the Navajo people barely have enough water to drink. They have about approximately 1 liter per day per family member. That's not enough to shower and frequently wash your hands, as the CDC recommendations were for COVID at the time. So I sat watching this going, for the first time, opening my eyes, my goodness, these people have no running water right here in America. So they talked about Dig Deep, and our fundraiser is for Dig Deep, which is a nonprofit water, right to water project, which is based in LA. So I started looking into Dig Deep a little bit more, and was impressed with how that started. He was doing a scholarship paper for Loyola, and he was talking about people's rights. And he picked water. He had to do a paper on a right, a human right. So he picked water, and his professor gave it back to him and said, no, water is not a human right. And he was, you know, shocked about that, as we were. And then he started in southern Sudan and Cameroon, and he was putting wells in there. And one of his supporters said, I will give you $50, but if you come back and do it in the Navajo Nation. And he had the same reaction I had, like, wait, what? Here in the United States? Mm-hmm. Currently, there are 2.2 million people. Yeah, 2.2 million people living in the United States without access to clean running water. And the Navajo Nation had treaties that explicitly or implicitly said that they had rights to water. But in June of this year, the Supreme Court shut it down, saying, yes, you do have rights to water from the San Juan River, but we don't have to help you get the water. So, you know, it's a constant struggle for them. It takes a lot of money to provide one family with clean running water. It takes between $4,500 and $5,500 because there is no access to pipes. They have to dig a big hole, put a big tank in a 1,200-gallon tank, and then pipe water from that to their house. Now, these are temporary moves because they are working on a coalition to have water finally piped in there some way, somehow. So it's an ongoing effort. And because of the incredible sponsors we've had from Waukesha, we've already raised $13,000 to send to them after the run.
That's really impressive, Sandy. That's really impressive because this is the first one, right? This is the first run for water.
Yes. Yes. My granddaughter and I were talking about it. She's an old soul. And we were talking about it, and I said, I really want to do this because I'm a retired teacher. And at the end of the year, I would read a book called A Long Walk to Water. And it was about Southern Sudan and the Lost Boys. And I just wanted to plant little activist seeds and just making children aware because this has to continue. We can't just turn a blind eye to this like we have done for over 100 years now. And my granddaughter and I would talk about it, and I'm like, maybe we could do this. So it was with partnerships with Plowshare and the Community of the Living Spirit, a little church here in Waukesha, that they actually had connections of how to get moving on this. So if it wouldn't have been for them, and if it wouldn't have been for those first huge donations coming in, I think I would have just sat like, well, that was an attempt, but it's turned out to be a success, and we are going to do it next year. So, yeah, in the registration, we kept the fee very low because we want this to be an awareness for families. So it's a family walk, run, bring your buggy, strollers, whatever. And it's $15 per person or $25 for a family of five. And we meet at the shelter at 10 o'clock on Saturday morning and going around twice as a 3.5K run. So we're excited about it. It's really happening. It was a dream, and it's really happening because of Waukesha.
Totally. And we're talking to Sandy Peters, who is the founder, organizer behind Running for Water, which is a walk run this set for 10 a.m. this Saturday at Frame Park. And this is such a great story because you just saw something on TV that was a problem and you're like, I want to help. How do I help? And now it's coming to fruition, right? And I think it's such a powerful story as far as the ability to just do something, right? And it doesn't, and you don't know where it's going to lead to or how it can grow, but this is such an inspiring series of events. And so I guess did you always think it would be a run walk, or was it just kind of a fundraiser at first? And then how did you end up deciding that this was the best way to do the fundraiser?
Well, it started with a Plowshare and the Waukesha branch of NAACP had a combined book study at Martha Merrill's. And it was on what white people can do next. And it was like, yeah, we need a coalition of people. And I was always wanted to start something with this funding, the Navajo Nation. And then, it started from there, but I didn't know what to call it. I didn't know what to do. And then I had a dream. I woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning and it was like running for water, but the four was real small, like running water. And I thought, okay, a run, a fundraiser, walk, run, that would work. And it kind of started from a dream. And then it just snowballed from there and talking to people. And then Michelle Mader from Plowshare, she has done so many things with, fundraising events. Bonnie Burke from Community of the Living Spirit has done so many things because the Plowshare was started from a member of the Community of the Living Spirit. The food pantry was, the women's center was. So these, I met some people that knew how to get things done. And when I didn't know where to go, it was just this, like, imaginary thing of them holding a sign going, okay, go this way. So it was a dream, but it was important people in Waukesha that really got this going and seeing it through. And then making the contact with Dig Deep, oh my gosh, they have been so supportive. I've been in contact with Alexis Martin and Chloe Simpson out there, and they just keep, they gave us T-shirts. They're encouraging us. it's just wonderful. And I know that they're doing such remarkable things. And George McGraw, who started Dig Deep, is now part of the Water Commission in L.A. too. I mean, this is big. They are doing moving and shaking things. It's all nonprofit. 100% goes to funding families with water.
Well, oh, go ahead, Jane.
And it must have, Sandy, when you got this rolling and you started getting out into the community and talking to people, people must have been shocked, because I know I was, and I think Kristen was too, when you said there are over 2 million people in this country that do not have access to water coming out of a tap, and that's just not something that we think about.
It's not, and people are shocked. And I sat there for one Friday Night Live, and people would come up, and they said, I had no idea. And I said, that's a problem. So, you know, initially, I just wanted to get the word out there. I had no idea we would be able to bring in $13,000. So the word is getting out there. And thank you two so much for having me on here to get the word out even more. Yeah, there's 2.2 million people in the United States, 780 million worldwide, but 2.2 in our country, that's not right.
Well, and it's also because when I was looking at Dig Deep website, because obviously this is a project that's going to go for the Navajo Nation, but it's also, it looks like the other part of the country that they serve is Appalachia, which, you know, and like yeah. the parts of that yeah. part of the mountains and stuff where people, and I remember this is, that's been an issue there for a long time. Cause I remember, well, you know how stories sometimes just kind of stick with you, is babies in Appalachia who have dew mouth or like Mountain Dew mouth, because they have easier access to soda than they do to clean yeah. water, which yeah. has always stuck with me as far as what it does to their teeth and everything. Yeah. And so it's also, I think, so timely as far as as you talked about, this is a community of Waukesha coming together. It's the different groups that are helping you get, who got this off the ground, the donations that have already come in. And it's so timely, I think, because 4 days ago, Waukesha celebrated that the completion of its Lake Michigan water pipeline, and that, you know, the water that is going to be provided to the city of Waukesha has now changed. And that was such a huge effort, and it's taken so yeah. long. And it's kind of like a good time to think about not taking water for granted.
Absolutely. And our timing we had no idea of that was going to be around September, but yes, we do take water for granted. And that was when I was watching that news broadcast that night, and I looked at my glass of water with the condensation running down. And I was just like, I just got up and went into the kitchen and got a cold glass of water. They have to drive. Now, Dig Deep has helped to reduce the miles, but they were driving like 52 miles round trip to fill jugs with water. And then if it was because they don't have paved roads on the Navajo Nation, many of them aren't paved, if it was rainy, it would take them up to 2 hours to go get water. When I can walk into my kitchen, and that's just not right. Water should be a human right. It should not be a luxury for a few people.
Well, and I find the ruling interesting that the court made, that yes, you can have access to the water, but we're not going to help you get it. Good luck.
Right. Right. I know. And you know what? They had this in their treaty, I think, of 1878. And then they had the Winter Doctrine, which said, yes, you do have a right to this water. And they've been fighting this since the 50s. They've been fighting this, trying to get them to help them bring the pipelines in. Biden's infrastructure is helping that, but these houses are so remote that if they get a pipeline in, they don't know that they can connect them. So that's what I'm so impressed with Dig Deep. They're working on, you know, closing that water gap worldwide, but first here in America, closing that water gap, figuring out ways to do it. And they're, you know, now they're part of a government agency too. So it's just all impressive what they're doing.
And so just coming back to the event, so we can make sure everyone has all the information that they would need. It's this weekend. Registration is still open?
Oh, yes. Yes, you can register there. It's $15 per person, $25 for a family of five. We're in the shelter, which is right by the playground. And we're
in Frame Park, right?
Take registrations. Yes, in Frame Park. Yes. Because This has been recorded. There's been retired videographers, and they've been recording my initial kickoff meeting at the library, and then they recorded one of our committee meetings. And they're going to show up that day, so we've gotten a lot of money, and we just need some bodies out there, too. So it'd be wonderful to have anybody show up at the last minute. We don't care. Come and sign up. We've got about 30, 40 people registered, but we can always use more. And, again, you can register there. The forms will be there. Just a cash or check, $15, and we'd love to have you join us.
And the forecast looks great. Should be a beautiful day.
That's very exciting. Is there anywhere online people can get more information? I can send them in our show notes as far as getting more, either registering it beforehand or at least bookmarking it.
Yes, there is a QR code. We'll take you to the registration papers. But the information is, it's Community Living Spirit. There's no oven in it. So it's just communitylivingspirit.com/runningforwater/.
Right. Perfect. I will get that. Perfect. I will get that, and I'll put it in our show notes for today. Sandy, this has been so lovely. It's such an inspiring story, and thank you so much for putting your heart and soul into this.
Well, thank you for letting me share it so more people are aware. I really appreciate it, Kristen and Jane. It means the world to me. Thank you.
All right. Well, good luck this weekend. Can't wait to hear how it goes. And, can't wait to see how much money you guys raise. We got to take a break, but when we come back, we will close out today's show. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. Got a thing that's in the
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. And this Tuesday is almost, we're almost over as our first show back together.
Yes, after a couple of weeks.
After a couple of weeks. And we only got a couple of weeks left. Not even. We got 8 shows after today.
But you are going to be checking in. Are you not?
I am going to be checking in, yes.
So we can get little LJ updates. Little Jane, of course. And
yes, of course.
See how the baby's doing and see how you're doing and how the new parents are doing. Are you getting excited?
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
I bet.
So one of the reasons I was out of town is we had a baby shower this weekend and I was trying to get all my stuff back and I was up in Rapids and I have hit that stage of, I think they call it nesting, where I know that I still have a lot of responsibilities. I have to do this show every day. I am trying to make some TikToks for, again, defendjustice.com. I'm going to do that as soon as we're done for today's show of trying to get some information out as far as, because the news has not stopped. But, you know, still lots of things to get done before this baby gets here. And all I really want to do is clean my house.
Oh, and really?
Like yesterday we got home and all I wanted to do was like wash her little clothes and put them, like find the spot for them and organize what needs to go where and like the final touches, which I know is futile because the amount of parents that I've talked to who they set up their nursery, they have everything, they think it's going to be one way. And then they're like, we totally didn't use this.
Yeah.
We never even put her in her room and all of the things that changed. And I think that's been the most interesting thing about this experience so far. And I think it has something to do with being relatively older as far as being 37, having my first kid and having so many friends who have had kids.
Sure.
Is that I think I have so much, my attachment to anything going a certain way is not really existent. Like the birth has to be a certain way. Breastfeeding has to be a certain way. Sleeping in a bassinet versus this, like, because I've gotten so many stories from so many people of the improvisation that has to happen, that like there is kind of this acceptance of, well, it's going to happen the way it's going to happen.
Pretty
and
much.
We're just going to roll with it.
Yep.
there's only so much planning you can do. And I think that's why I've been able to stay fairly calm and not be that anxiety ridden throughout this. But I am very, very excited. I'm going to actually get to go see her today. And so I'm going to do it. We have a growth scan today. So I get to see how big because you'll be surprised, Jane, after we haven't seen each other for 3 weeks.
I know.
I'm definitely bigger than I was when you left.
Well, you're tall and thin. So when you finally popped, and I think it was about 3.5 months in, all of a sudden it's like, oh my God, there's a little belly.
And now there's
a big belly. I'm sure
there's a beach ball now. and she's going to be, so we'll see how big she is.
She's going to be tall.
She is going to be tall.
Yeah.
I would have said between having Mike 6'3", I'm 5'10", my dad's 6'8", my grandma's 6 foot. There's probably a chance that she's going to be a string bean, but yes. So we are very excited. I'm excited to plan with you all the stuff that you guys are going to be doing while I'm away. Very excited for Carol Kane to be joining
yes.
the show on Fridays.
On Fridays, I'm going to have Todd Alba will be joining me on Mondays. Dominic Salvia from Devil's Advocates is here on Tuesdays. Greg Bach, of course, for Greg Bach Wednesdays. And then Thursday, we're going to play it by ear. And then Fridays, we'll do Fridays with Jane and Carol, which I think should be a lot of fun.
It should be so much fun. But we're also going to have some of our recurring guests.
Absolutely.
Like, you're still going to be doing public service announcement with Dr. Wyerly on Thursdays.
Dr. Mike is coming back.
Dr. Mike, if you were unfamiliar with the segment that we did last year, my best friend, who is both a life coach and psychologist and also a fantasy football savant, he is good. I will not be here, but he is coming back to talk to Jane once a week to talk about life stuff, answer your questions,
relationships, love, career.
So we'll have a lot of the staples still in place as far as the different segments that we have. Matt Miller will come on once a month. We'll have sports updates.
Yep.
What do you think is going to be different? What do you think so far is going to be the biggest difference between me in the big chair versus you in the big chair?
Well, again, I just think you have an ability to absorb some really complex things like reports from the Wisconsin Policy Forum. And I love talking to those people, but that's only because they know they have to break it down into shorthand for me, because otherwise I'm not going to get it. So I think I just want to maintain the quality level, the intelligence level that you have always brought to it. So That's what I'm shooting for.
You will, and you absolutely will. I have no doubt about that. So we'll have lots of planning sessions. We still have 8 shows, but I want to send another reminder, and probably this will be a daily reminder, but go check out defendjustice.com to look up your reps, to get their contact information, to let them know that you care about this impeachment hearing and you do not want them to impeach Janet Protasiewicz. Like I said, I'm going to be sharing more information about that across social media. But that is something that we need to keep harping on, because this is unreal that they're trying to even get away with that.
Well, as Dan Schaefer said, is it unreal? I mean, they've been doing these power grabs now for a decade. Is it surprising? Maybe not so much. Is it disappointing? Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we can do something about it. So that's why you need to go to that website.
And we can absolutely do something about it. Just like Sandy's doing something about water in the Navajo Nation.
Well done, Waukesha.
Well done, Waukesha. Well done, Sandy and Ava, her granddaughter. Like, that is such a cool story, as far as it started with me learning about something and not wanting to just say, oh, well, that's sad.
Yeah.
And then go on with my day. That she actually got up and did something about it is so cool. Well, that'll about do it with us for us today. But tomorrow, Alan Borsick's going to be back. He wrote an optimistic story as far as some of the Milwaukee schools that are shining brightly ahead of the school year, even though we're in week 2 of the school year. Greg Bach will be back tomorrow. He'll co-host with me. I think we're going to do... I'm trying to think of a fun segment that we can do tomorrow. I think we're either going to rank the worst TV decisions in history, or Settlers of Catan actually came out with a cookbook. And so the board game Settlers of Catan, are you not familiar?
I am not.
All right. Well, we'll maybe think about if other board games had a cookbook, what would that look like?
Oh, I like it.
So we'll have some fun tomorrow. But thank you for listening. Thank you for calling. Thank you to Sandy. Thank you to Colleen. Thank you to Dan Schaefer for being guests today. And we'll come back tomorrow, 10 a.m. This has been As Goes Wisconsin.
A tree can be a warrior, battling global challenges with greater courage. A tree can be a solution, cleaning our air, supporting our communities, and protecting our wildlife. A tree can be noble, growing hope in every corner of the world. That's why now is the time for trees. Millions of trees. Join our planting movement at arborday.org.
How do you locate a support group, professional association, or local organization? United Way's 211 will provide the answers to these questions and more. 211 is your connection to programs and services in Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In this ever-changing world, it is often hard to find the program or service you're looking for. United Way's 211 can assist you locating services. 211 is free and confidential. Trained referral specialists will help you get connected 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. With thousands of programs in the database, they can assist you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211.
Sports allow us to play, learn, and grow. But there's something more important than victory. At the U.S. Center for Safe Sport, we believe every athlete deserves to be safe. Safe from abuse and misconduct on and off the field. We equip athletes, parents, coaches, and others with the right education to recognize, prevent, and respond to harmful behavior. Join the movement to champion respect and end abuse at uscenterforsafesport.org.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes. From loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM, and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. Russian President Vladimir Putin welcomed North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un to Russia's largest rocket launch site today.
Alex Jensen.
Having arrived at a remote spaceport in the Russian Far East after beginning his journey by armored train 4 days ago, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is understood to have toured Vostochny Cosmodrome with his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin before sitting down for their first summit since 2019.
North Korea fired two ballistic missiles off its east coast today. Japan's Coast Guard says the missiles fell into the sea outside Japan's exclusive economic zone. You can get a new COVID shot starting today, says CBS's Alexander Tin.
The so-called universal recommendations come after a panel of the agency's outside advisors were presented with data showing even healthy young Americans with no underlying conditions are still being hospitalized from COVID.
A decongestant in many over-the-counter